Episode 1570, Does Your Purpose Belong to Somebody Else?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Happy every day. It is a brand new week, and it is time to rise and shine. God has something in store for you. The question remains, though, does your purpose belong to somebody else? Do you know the answer? We're going to figure it out together. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, days are exciting and inviting with adventurous encounters at every turn. But when you get stuck and uneasy about what to do next, the mind fills with hesitation and, yes, self-doubt. Does your purpose belong to somebody else? We don't think much about following our dreams, do we? Except to follow them. We go after them. We chase them. We want to achieve them. We want to conquer them. However, we are quick to latch on to the coattails of those who have gone before us. Our minds take us on a similar journey to those who have traveled the path we wish to take. But in doing so, our eyes seem to focus on the end game. We want to look like whom we follow. We want those results. Well, guess what? This weekend, it was a wild one. Oh, yes, I went shopping, and not shopping just anywhere. Shopping at a nursery. No, not for children, but a nursery filled with beautiful plants and flowers, vegetables and herbs. Oh, and we mustn't forget the trees. So much to look at, so many smells, so many different colors. Since we were new to the area, I wanted to get a handle on what grows best and even learn what we have planted at our home, both currently because we wanted to add some things, and then we wanted to see what the previous owners had done. We wanted to learn and really expand our knowledge of our grounds. So my mom, my daughter, and I flagged down a nursery attendant, hoping for great insight. It's like, hello. My daughter kept saying, Mom, we need help. And I was like, yeah, we really do need help. So we walked the entire grounds asking lots and lots of questions. I think we actually entertained him more than him sharing all about the plant life here in the South. It was quite amusing. When we were walking the grounds, we had specific areas of concern. The area that gets little to no sun, and then the other areas that are full on hot southern heat. Planting the best vegetation is critical to having a healthy environment for both you and the little creatures that frequent too often, you know, the ants, the butterflies, the dragonflies, oh, the bees. All of it's good, but you want to make sure you have it planted in the right area, because if you're hanging out, you don't want the bees right with you, but you want to help to pollinate the area, right? So we're really specific as to what we're looking for. And as I looked around at all the different species, it reminded me of how much we try to follow in someone else's footsteps. The short plant with only months of growth looks over to the established plant, hoping to grow as tall and as vibrant and as bushy. The thing is, the little plant is just that, little on purpose. It's a different hybrid of the taller, bushy plant. We saw this repeated over and over as we walked the grounds. We would see one species that was small, and then another one that was kind of big and bushy, and another one that would grow into a 6 to 8 foot tree or sometimes taller. And I began to question, like, really? There's this one plant, you call it that, but there's all different sizes. And then you put in the colors, from pinks to whites to purples to reds, and then all the different types of flowers, and how sometimes the leaves would stay on or others would fall off because they were hybrids. We saw this repeated over and over as we walked the grounds, all these different kinds of hybrids and species and what they did. So, you know, I couldn't help but think of you. How much of your dreams and goals do you see in someone else? Are you the little plant looking at the big plant? Are you the big plant wishing you could be the little plant? Then you grab on, hoping to gain some knowledge and insight as to what got them to where they were. But then you find yourself stuck. You begin to question why you are doing what you are doing. The reasoning is, well, because of this someone, you thought it was the next step for you. Why not follow what someone else has done successfully? You start with innocent intentions to learn and grow, maybe even find a few shortcuts to get you to where they are a little quicker. However, not so fast. You are spinning your wheels, wondering even if this is your purpose. Have you ever found yourself stuck? Feeling like you're living somebody else's life? And you really don't even know what that feels like until you're kind of in it. Maybe you're chasing a friend and you're like, gosh, I just wish I could be the mom that she is. I just wish that I could have it all together like she does. Or maybe you're an entrepreneur and you're like, I've got this dream to own my own business. And man, I have been watching this guy and he is absolutely incredible. And he's just like soaring after only 2.5 years of being in business. He's popular. People know him. He's famous. He goes and speaks everywhere. I want to be like him. What is it for you? Have you found yourself going, I know what I want to do. I think I know what I want to do, but yet I'm stuck. I don't know the next step. There's lots of question marks that come up. That hesitation, that self-doubt. The twist is this. Maybe, just maybe, you're chasing somebody else's purpose instead of stepping into your own. You see the results of their journey and assume that by you taking the same steps, it's going to get you the same results. In some basic circumstances, it will. It's true, you will get the same results. You are simply wanting to follow the leader. Why reinvent the wheel? If somebody has done it successfully, and maybe you've followed a couple people or a couple more people, and you're like, well, if they can do it, I can do it. So I'm just going to do exactly what they do. And initially you're like, I got this. And you're like, okay, I'm following their steps. But then you get to a point where you begin to question things and something just feels uneasy within you. You have this sense of, I'm not really fulfilled. I'm not sure what's being left out in my life, but something is missing. Yet you're following someone who's very successful. You're doing what they did. But when it comes to chasing the purpose instead of looking at the strategy, the path turns deadly on your purpose. Hesitation, self-doubt, frustration, confusion. Sometimes even anger, you get stuck to the point where your health and well-being is affected. If every plant wanted to be just like the one it was planted next to, what do you think the success rate would be? Zero. Big, huge goose egg. You are a one of a kind. You can follow the path of someone else by studying their strategy and tools, learning from their successes and mistakes. But once you grab hold of their purpose, the story changes. It's tune. The strategy is great, but the purpose, not so much. You were not created to experience someone else's end results. Your dreams and your goals might be similar, but the end results will be yours and yours alone. They are not going to show up the same as that famous singer you want to be when you grow up. They're not going to show up the same as that entrepreneur you've been following for 10 years. They're not going to show up the same as the mom you want to be that you've seen in your best friend. Your results are going to be yours and yours alone, which means they're going to look different. So the question remains, does your purpose belong to somebody else? If you think it might in the slightest, it's time to bloom where you are planted. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Bloom where you are planted. It's time to rise up to the next level. No more second guessing, no more tears, no more frustration as to what's next. Bloom where you are planted. Let's break it down. We're taking Bloom, and it's an acronym, B-L-O-O-M. So the first one is B-U. B. It's not about doing someone else. It's about being you. Be present. Be you. No imitations allowed. You don't have to compare yourself to anybody, but that's what happens when you are living somebody else's purpose with the idea in mind that you are actually just following their strategy. But you see, we get stuck, and that's the problem. We don't know why we got stuck to begin with. We feel empty inside. There's something missing. That's because someone else's purpose is attached to what we think is really our purpose. And so we're trying to walk out somebody else's purpose instead of stepping into our own. Be you. Number two, leverage your unique abilities. You might think someone else has what it takes, but you have what it takes for you to succeed and live out your purpose. This is not about the person you're following. This is not about your spouse. This is not about your mom. This is not about your sister. This is about you and your unique abilities. Leverage them. We talk about balance, right? When you are actually living out your purpose, you're finding what works best for you. You want to work within your strengths. If you are following someone else, I guarantee you, your strengths and their strengths will not match because you're a different person. They might be close, but something's going to be just slightly different. And that's a positive thing. It's a great thing. So leverage your unique abilities. Number three, operate with great intentions, not just good, but great intentions. Don't sell yourself short. You might be looking up to someone and going, man, this guy's been a mentor to me from, you know, far, far away, but you've been following him. You read every book that he writes. You listen to every podcast. You're there on the website. You've got, you're on his newsletter. You're like, I am there. I'm showing up. This is me. I love diving in every week. That's great. But you have to operate with great intentions for you. You're great. God created you on purpose, for a purpose. God has great intentions for you, a design just specific for you with your unique abilities. It's up to you, and it's your job to live them out. No one else can. So don't settle for less than. Operate with great intentions. Number four, onward is upward. Always be willing to take the next step. Do it afraid. If you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, it was called Do It Afraid. Sometimes not having an answer is the answer we need because we're placed on alert. We are very aware of what's going on. And when you're a little scared, what? You're watchful. You hear everything. So onward is upward. Take that next step. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Be you. Leverage your unique abilities. Operate with great intentions. Onward is upward. And finally, number five, mind your mind. Don't let yourself get carried away with the craziness. Don't let yourself get carried away with your excuses and the distractions. You matter. So hold your mind accountable. Mind your mind. When your little mind starts going off and you get these thoughts of, yeah, you're not doing real well. You failed at this. Really? Guess what? You tried it. Have you ever planted a lot of flowers and two or three die? Do you sit there and look at it and say, okay, I'm never going to plant a flower again? You could do that. But maybe when you planted it, it had nothing to do with how you planted it, how you talked to it, how you watered it. Maybe it just wasn't right for the plant for whatever reason. It may have had nothing to do with you. But you what? You talk yourself into, I don't have a green thumb. So you walk away from planting plants. You don't get to enjoy them. Stop it already. Bloom where you are planted. Mind your mind. Don't talk yourself into circles. It's craziness. Reason out with where you are in your life. God didn't create you just to be stuff on this earth. Think about that. He didn't say, oh, I'm just kind of bored today. So, boop, there you are. Oh, wait, here you are. Now, let's just go frolic and let's see what happens. No, there's a reason you're here. You might actually be close to it. But if you don't mind your mind, what happens? Everybody else minds it for you. And when that happens, stuff is stripped from you. And a lot of times it's your purpose. It's what you were created to do. And you don't want to slip into less than, because you were created for more than. God's got you. He's holding you up in high regard. So why would you let yourself think any less? Bloom where you are planted. Be, leverage, operate onward and mind. Your purpose belongs to you. Are you ready to claim it? It doesn't belong to somebody else. Yes, I'm all for studying other people. I'm all for looking up to those, the mentors. I have lots of them personally. But I am very cautious, because I have done this, to where I've grabbed onto the coattails going, if I just follow each footprint, I'm going to get where they are. But you see, it doesn't matter how I follow in their footprints. My footprints are different than theirs. My results are going to look different than theirs. And sometimes it then becomes not about the strategy, but the person's purpose, the mentor's purpose, the one I look up to's purpose, the teacher's purpose, my best friend's purpose. And I say, I want that. And my goal changes. I'm chasing the wrong thing. I'm chasing somebody else's purpose instead of stepping into my own. What are you doing with your purpose? Are you truly thinking and saying, okay, this is where I'm at in life. This is the season I'm in. I know God has placed upon me a calling, a purpose. In this season, what does it look like that I need to do? Maybe it's just to get through the season. And guess what? That is okay. Sometimes we just have to get through the season. I go back to plants again. Do you think all plants like winter? No. It's pretty cold. Most of them die. There are a few that live. But they're what? A different breed. You might be in a season that you kind of feel like death is looming over you. You're dealing with some really heavy stuff, some junk that you just wish you didn't have to grasp onto, but it's there, and that's the season you're in. God's got you. Don't be fearful of that season. There is a purpose in the season. You may not know it when you're in it, but God's going to get you through it, and you're going to get to the other side. Maybe you're in a season where you're like, oh man, this rocks. I'm loving this. But the question mark remains, I don't know what to do next. I'm not sure what this life looks like for me. Wherever you are in your life's journey, there are a lot of decisions, right? There are a lot of crossroads you have to take. There are many paths along your journey. Detours, in fact. Maybe you feel like you're just kind of juggling everything and nothing makes sense to you. And you're just not feeling like you're planted at all. You're just kind of floating through the air. wishing someone would ground you. If you want some help with where you are in your journey in regards to your mindset, what it looks like, how to even bloom where you're planted, because it's hard to see the trees through the forest. When we're in the middle of it, the messy middle, it doesn't seem like we can get to the other side. Sometimes we lose hope. We lose motivation, inspiration. We're just like, I don't know. I'm here, but it doesn't make sense. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's begin a conversation. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. That's not what I'm here for. It's time to bloom where you are planted. Your purpose belongs to you. Step into your purpose courageously. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.